Today we're going to do a yin yoga class to let go of striving and open into being. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad you found us. I teach yin yoga, restorative yoga, yin yang yoga, yoga nidra. And if you're a returning student, thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate your loyalty and your dedication to your practice. I've been teaching since 2002 and here on YouTube since 2009. And it's a pleasure to be able to connect with you every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. I release a one-hour class. Today, I'm teaching in Souk, British Columbia on Vancouver Island. This is Whiffen Spit. We're staying in Souk over the next 3 days, and we're filming a bunch of classes for you while we nest at a really cute yurt, so that's been really fun to do. And for today's class, you may need a cushion or a bolster, and that should be it. We're going to start by doing some centering just to bring ourselves into ourselves to begin, so you can go ahead and rest back. So allow yourself to rest out of doing and sink into being here. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. And sink into your exhalation. In the attention economy, not only is there an overwhelming amount of information, but we're also constantly bombarded with the most current information. There is a sense of continual immediacy as the contemporary media accelerates the circulation of information. Short videos and video editing are designed to capture your decreased attention spans and give us a false sense that everything is available immediately. Okay, so you can go ahead and wiggle and stretch out and get ready for our first yin shape. It's going to be shoelace pose, which might not be the best for everybody's knees and hips and ankles. So if that's the case, you can always take sleeping pigeon or figure four pose on your back with right leg over left to begin. So do whatever is best for you in your body today. If shoelace feels appropriate, then we will come up. So you can fill the space underneath your buttocks. I put one of these big rocks underneath there for me today. You can put a block or a cushion. You can stay upright if you're feeling tension in your buttocks, or you can also lean forward. You're going to choose the most appropriate edge. So it's not unusual to want to get results immediately and to push ourselves too far, too fast. So what would it be like to back off? Or if we've always pushed ourselves too much and we have chosen softer edges for a long time, what would it be like to choose a little deeper edge to get into the deeper connective tissues today? So see what it's like to choose an appropriate edge for you today. It's not unusual to see a week's worth of content in a video, like a week's worth of meal planning in an 8-minute video on a YouTube video, or renovating an entire house in a 20-minute video, or changing an entire wardrobe in just minutes. Amazon now offers same-day delivery in major city centers. And as I scroll through Instagram, I can see hundreds of time-lapse yoga videos condensed down to 1 minute. So this is becoming the norm, and all of this gives us the illusion of immediacy. Okay, you're going to slowly come out of this pose. And we'll lie back on our backs. Good prop. Okay, so we're going to come up and we're going to do figure four on the other shoelace on the other side, but you could do figure four in your back too if it's better for your knees and your hips. We're going to cross our left leg over our right leg this time. And then find that appropriate edge. So we're talking about the illusion of immediacy. And one thing that my meditation teacher continually says is that meditation, and also what we're doing here in Yin Yoga, is a slow and developmental process. There's no immediacy. We're given the illusion of quick transformations in our culture, but most things take time, including the practices of yoga and meditation. Okay, so very slowly you're going to release this pose from your body, and we'll go ahead and rest back again on your backs, just to feel the chi moving through your body. Okay, so let's roll over, and we're going to do our next yin pose. This one tends to be troublesome for some people's necks and shoulders. So if that's the case for you, you can do supported fish pose instead. So you can set up your blocks. There's no chance of this working for me with these rocks, but you get what I mean. You can lie over your blocks like this with one high, one low, and you could add arms in different positions to try and engage your shoulders. So just move your arms up more till you feel some tension pulling on your shoulders. Otherwise, you can join us for half heart melting pose. And you're going to cross your left arm across your body and lengthen your right arm out and rest your forehead to the ground. Got a minute left in this pose. Okay, so we're going to slowly release this pose from our body, and then you're going to lie back on your back just to let the chi flow and receive the posture. Okay, we're going to come and do the other side. So you extend your left arm and you'll have your right hand bent here. So when we practice yin yoga, we're asked to let go of the instant access to poses and stay for a while in the pose. In fact, there are no poses to achieve. It's just all about shapes, and the practice is much more about the internal felt sense of the practice than the extreme aesthetic look of the poses. And for each of us, the shape is going to be different. So with yin yoga, we're asked to take residence in our body and feel the pose in our body. So right arm's bent, left arm's extended. Lift your sit bones up to the ceiling. Open your chest to the ground. And soften. Each side. This, you got another minute left in these poses. These ones I find intense. I don't know about you guys, but these ones are intense for me. On my shoulders, particularly on my left side. Okay, very good. Slowly release from this side and we'll come back over onto our backs and receive the pose. Just notice how you can breathe better after those. I don't know about you, but feel how the breath flows more freely, opens up the lung and large intestine meridians and heart and small intestine meridians as well. So I just notice I can breathe better after those poses, even though they're intense. So we're going to do a seal pose next. You might be able to get some video of some seals. There's loads of seals around here. We've seen them fishing and playing and just being seals. Okay, so if you don't want to do seal, you can do sphinx, or you can come up and do seal. Our hands wide. Okay, when we let go of the immediacy of the attention economy, we're asked to, I think the idea is to let go of turning yoga into a transaction where you have instant access to everything and anything, and instead become more curious about the process as it unfolds. So letting go of this kind of transactional exchange where you determine the value based on how much you can get out of a pose or out of a practice and how fast you can get the desired results. And instead, you open to a relationship with your body and you open to what your body's wisdom will reveal to you over time. It's a whole different mindset. So instant access involves constant forward momentum, which often creates tension. And in yin, we soften. So in this pose, even though it's a pose that requires a little more strength in yin, see if you can soften. Breathe into your low back, breathe into your kidneys. Got about 2 minutes left in this pose. So if you want to come down to Sphinx at any point, even if you want to come down to Sphinx for a bit and go back up to Seal, you're going to slowly, ouch, I just gave myself a sliver on that log. You can get that later for me, Tim. Okay, you're going to slowly lower down.
You know, I got a bunch of bites around my ankle too that I didn't say anything about yet either.
Okay, we're going to do a reclined twist now. Oh, jeez. This is like the craziest. I chose this spot, not Tim, so don't you guys be getting mad at Tim. It looks good though, right? It's a beautiful view. And I like the driftwood here and everything too. Okay, so you're going to lie on your backs. I'm just trying to make space for myself. Bend your knees, feet flat on the floor. Press into your feet, take your feet, your hips over to the right side, and then lower your knees over to the left side. And you're coming into a twist here to release your back after all those back bends there. So in the attention economy with immediacy, everything is quick, quick, quick. You have to get things quick, quick, quick. But in yin, we just stay for a while. We get to stay for a while. Okay, come back to the center. Untuck your hips. Pause in the center. And then you're going to press into your hips, lift them, take them over to the left side of your mat, and drop your knees over to the right side of your mat. Come into the twist on the other side. So with yin yoga, we soften the control of trying to be somewhere else and always trying to gain access to the next best thing. Instead, we can open to just being here and experiencing the sensations in our body as they are arising now. It is an open, relaxed, curious exploration, one that is willing to be curious about the shadow side of instant access. That's my phone dying, so we're just going to have to guess at how long 5 minutes is going to be on this side. That's the challenge when you're not at home, keeping your batteries charged, isn't it? When you're traveling, yeah. Okay, so we're going to come back to the center and tuck your hips. You're going to lie back for Shavasana now. You can continue to rest back here, and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem while you rest in Shavasana. This poem is called Among the Cows, and it's by Enid Schomer. Advised to breathe with the Holsteins as a form of meditation, I opened my window in my mind and let their vast humid breath, sticky flanks, the mantric switching of their tail drift through. I lie down with them while they crop the weedy mansions, my breast muffled like the snouts of foxes run to ground. I need to comfort the cows, the way heart patients stroke cats and the grief of childhood is shed for dogs. I offer them fans of grass under a sky whose gray may be the hide of some huge browser with sun and moon for wayward eyes. It begins to rain. How they sway their heavy necks to lift and strain. Then, like patches of night glimpsed through a bank of clouds, they move toward 4 o'clock, the dark, fragrant stalls where dawn will break first as the curved pink rim of their lips. I want to believe I could live this close to the earth, could move with a languor so resolute it may pass for will, my heart riding low in my body, not this flag in my chest napped by the lightest breeze. Now my breath escapes with theirs like doused flames or a prayer made visible. May our gender bear us gracefully in these cumbrous frames. So I want to acknowledge you for going against the grain, taking time to slow down and committing yourself to practice, a practice especially that does not give you instant access. I'm really proud of you for taking this time today. So slowly wiggle your fingers and your toes. Start to deepen your breath, and you can stretch out. And you can make your way up to seated. And we'll gather the fruits of our practice first into ourselves, and then we'll offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for slowing down and doing this class today. And if you have friends who love to slow down and escape the immediacy of the go, 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 then please share this class with them. And put Let's see, to put I am slowing down like the cows in the comments. And if you would like my 5 days of yin, go to melissawest.com/yinyoga5 in the comments. And I want to thank you for your donations, and also thanks for becoming members. Those people in our membership community, that's the main way that you support us in earning a living here. I want to thank Caitlin, who said, my main reason to finally join your membership community is that I want to help you get the trailer as soon as possible. So we're saving up for a teardrop trailer. They're super cute trailers, and basically they're just room to sleep in, and then they've got a little hatchback at the back with a little kitchen on the back. It gets us off the ground, and when it rains here, which, you know, it rains a fair amount here on the west coast of BC, it would allow us to camp through the winter. It lets us do more locations like this and travel around the island, and yeah, so we'd be able to hitch it up to our little compact Toyota Yaris and travel all around the island and do lots of location shoots. So that's something that we would like to do. So Caitlin got behind that. It's something that we'd like to save up for. We've kind of got an alert on all the Kijijis and Craigslists, like in within a something mile radius around us, you know, down into Oregon and around, yeah, 8-hour drive all around us. So that's what we're looking for. And if you want to support us in that, becoming a member or donating, that it all helps. And yeah, thank you so much. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains, and may you be as rooted as our old growth trees in our forest. Om Shanti, Namaste.